It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Ashley Yauger and Justin Sacco. They are with the USU Extension. We're going to discuss a couple of opioid awareness meetings that they've got coming up. These have been very successful. They've gone in the two-county area in Carbon and Emory counties and just kind of giving people some information on this cause that is really close and it's really making an impact here in Carbon County, something that needs to be discussed. Ashley and Justin, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, let's discuss what goes on at these opioid awareness meetings, what you guys do for the USU Extension as well.
Yeah, so with Utah State University Extension, we are the HEART Initiative, so the Health Extension Advocacy Research and Teaching Initiative. And with that, our main focus are opioids currently and reducing the epidemic that we're facing, especially in Carbon and Emory counties. Those are my counties. And so what we've been doing are these community education dinners to provide an overview of opioids and the epidemic that we have locally here in Carbon and Emory, and then providing some evidence-based information on what people can do as far as treatment resources, local resources for recovery, prevention. We overview a lot of different topics, and we do a Narcan training as well during these dinners.
And you've done a few already, correct?
Yep, we've done two, and the first one was here in Price, and the second one was over in Castledale. So we have had approximately 155 people come to dinners already and get that information, and we've had overwhelmingly positive feedback from people just saying how great it has been.
Well, and it's because really it's something that's necessary. It's something we don't want to talk about it, but we need to talk about this situation.
And that's what people are saying is, you know, even if I've heard a lot of this information before, I got new information at these dinners, and it inspires hope for a lot of people that there is hope out there, treatment is possible, and recovery is possible.
And it's one of those things that, I was just going to say, it's I guess you could maybe almost call it an ugly truth. And it's it's definitely here, and there are people that are dealing with this every day. So you've got two more coming up. They're both in March. When's the first one, and where's it going to be at?
So the first one's going to be in East Carbon at the Union Hall, and that one's going to be on March 3rd. And it's the same time. It's from 5 to 8 is what we're doing. We're going to have Fatties cater that event as well. We're going to do a potato bar.
Okay, again. And that's out in East Carbon on March 3rd. And then the next one's going to be, you said, out in Green River. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be out in Green River. It's going to be at the Senior Center, and we're having Tamarisk Restaurant cater that event. That one's going to be on the 31st.
Okay, now are you looking for RSVPs or to get an idea of a headcount or anything like that?
Yes, yes. Please go to eventbrite.com, and if you search Community Education Dinner, you can choose between the Carbon County or the Emory County Dinner, so the East Carbon or the Green River Dinner, and then that way you can put your ticket in. That way you can RSVP so that we know how many people are going for. It's mainly for food, so that way we have enough food for everyone. And the one in Green River, we actually have 15 spots and enough for 15 kiddos for food as well. So we have some child care that we'll be offering in Green River.
In Green River. So, and it's free to the public.
Free.
Anybody that wants to go, all they need to do is get on there, RSVP, and let you guys know that you're planning on, they're planning on being there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So once again, it is a opioid awareness meeting. There'll be dinner will be provided. Go and get all the information. What kinds of information are people going to get when they go to these two meetings?
So they get a lot of information. So they get a really good overview of everything that they need to know about the opioid crisis that we're facing, especially with a focus on Carbon and Emory County. A lot of information sometimes isn't just focused on your local area. So we really try to provide some resources just for local folks. So where are their treatment resources? Where are their recovery resources? What are their emergency resources? So everyone that comes gets the PowerPoint presentation that we give with all of that information. And they also get a really nice recovery book with resources for treatment and emergency services for both Carbon and Emory County.
And you said that there's also going to be a Narcan training, is that correct?
Yes.
And that's something that is in the news right now a lot, and people talk about it's really a life-saving thing. It really is. Okay, so one last time, let's give them the dates, the times, and where they can RSVP on that.
Okay. So for the first one coming up, that's going to be March 3rd in East Carbon at the Union Hall from 5 to 8 o'clock. And then for the second one, it's going to be in Green River Senior Center, March 31st from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Both are going to be catered. Both are free. Just jump on eventbrite.com and you can find it under Community Education Dinner.
And then just sign up. It's, once again, it is free to the public. Sign up and go and get all the information that you're going to need. Yep. Did we cover everything?
I think so.
We got it all?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in, and thanks for doing this. This is really important, and it's something that the people of Carbon and Emery counties need to get out and find out as much information on it as they can.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.